We're beginning Siman Yud Zayin. Mihim chayavim betzitzis. Who is chayav in the mitzvah of tzitzis? Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph. Af al gav dechsiv reisem oso. Even though it says in the Torah you have to see the tzitzis, suma chayav betzitzis. A blind man is in fact chayav in tzitzis. Rebnei is rabba measher techaseh bo. We include a blind man from the other pasuk where it says you put tzitzis on a beged that you would cover yourself with. So anyone who's chayav, and he was shaykh to covering himself with the tzitzis, is chayiv in the mitzvah of tzitzis. Ukra dur isem oso, it's derech l'mayit kesus laila. The pasuk of reisem oso is actually just excluding, the mitzvah of tzitzis at night. Or either we said here kesus laila, we'll discuss here, is it zman laila, kesus laila, we'll get to that at a later date. Okay. So the Mishnah Berurah just points out in Sifkat and Aleph that obviously a blind man should make a bracha on his tzitzis, and you're supposed to check your tzitzis before you put them on. He can do that by feeling them. He doesn't have to be able to see them in order to check them. Says the Mechaber in Sif Beis, Noshim va'avodim turim ipnei shehi mitzvah saseh shezman groma. Women and avodim knanim are potter from tzitzis because it's a mitzvah saseh shezman groma. As we pointed out, Laila loves man tzitzis. See the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Gimel. Says the Ramo, Mikol Makom im rotzim la'otfo ulvarech alav harashus biyodon kimo bishar mitzvah saseh shezman grom. We paskin, Ashkenazim paskin, that women who want to volunteer mitzvah saseh shezman grom are permitted to do so with a bracha. Shulchan Aruch paskins, like the Rambam, that they don't make a bracha, but the Ramo paskins, like Tosfos, that they do make a bracha, and therefore, he says, if women want to volunteer this mitzvah, they can make a bracha. Ach mechze ki yura. So he says that the problem is that it's mechze ki yura. It appears to be arrogance. Halachic arrogance is called yura. That the women who choose to put on tzitzis are showing how much firmer they are than the rest of the world, and therefore they should not do so. They should choose not to volunteer this particular mitzvah. They can volunteer other mitzvahs. And he says, why is it? Because it's not a chovas gavra. Tzitzis is not a chiyav on the individual. Pirish eno chayav likno slotalas kadeshi is chayav betzitzis. Right? You don't have to go out and buy a beged of dalet kanfos in order to become chayav in tzitzis. Ulkama simin yates amar kishiyei slotalas me'arba kanfos. So he says, well, like we say later on, that when a person has a dalet kanfos, they should put tzitzis on it. Then says the Mechaber further, Tumtun van drogen is chayavim misafek vis atfu below bracha. Right? So a person who's a tumtum, says the Ramah, just explain it. Lo nodeshu zachar nekeva. We don't know if he's a zachar nekeva. Androgen is yeshlo zachar senakvus. Right? So he says he has both simonim. So says the Ramah that since they're chayavim misafek, so they are allowed to make the bracha. So they could also make the bracha under these circumstances. Fine. So that is the Shita of the Mechaber and the Ramah. Now, just in terms of explaining the idea of women making the bracha, Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Dalet just points out that the Lashon Vitzivanu, Hashem didn't command them to do the mitzvah, but they're going to say Vitzivanu anyway. So he says, because you have schar, and since women may not be commanded, but the Jewish people in general are commanded in this mitzvah, so it's not a lie to say Vitzivanu. Now, this is explaining why women make brachos on lulavim and esrogim, but they don't make brachos on tzitzis, says Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Hay, that when a person doesn't have a dalad minim, he has a chiyuv to go out and purchase a dalad minim min ha-Torah. That's what it's called, a chovas gavra. Chovas gavra means you better find a way to do it. For example, tefillin. If a man doesn't have a pair of tefillin, he'd better get his hands on a pair of tefillin in order to do the mitzvah. And if he doesn't have a pair of tefillin and he doesn't wear tefillin, then he was mevatel and mitzvah saseh. Masha'en came in the mitzvah of tzitzis, where if a man doesn't have a beged with four corners, min ha-Torah, he is not chayiv to go out and get a beged of dalet kanfos. Mid the Rabbanan, they said he better go ahead and get it. But min ha-Torah, he's not chayiv to do so. So women who are not chayiv midaraisa or midarabanan in the mitzvah of tzitzis, for them to go, they're currently two steps removed from the mitzvah, so for them to volunteer this particular mitzvah is considered mechze kiyura, and therefore we don't want women to put on tzitzis due to this problem. Now, Just at the end of the Sifkat, the Mishnah Berurah points out there's two different definitions of Chovas Gavra. One is Chovas Gavra the way we just explained it, but the Gemara has a machlokas whether Tzitzis is Chovas Gavra or Chovas Mona. Is it a Chiyav on the Beged or on the individual? So in this case, it's the Chiyav on the individual, meaning if you have a four-cornered garment, but you don't actually wear it, you have no Chiyav to put Tzitzis on that garment. That's called Chovas Mona. We paskin Chovas Gavra in that respect, that you don't have to put the tzitzis on it until you wear it. But here we're talking about it's not a chovas gavra in the sense you don't have to actually go out and buy a beged of dalet kanfos.